Thank you very much. I'm delighted to take part to this peer learning roundtable, which is such a good occasion to learn from each other. The Council of Europe engages in setting and promoting standards, building partnerships and fostering multi-stakeholder dialogue in order to ensure a sustainable and rights-based approach to the internet and to achieve progress towards a safe, inclusive and equal global digital transition. Let me stress the timeliness of this event, as the negotiations on the Council of Europe Draft Framework Convention on Artificial Intelligence are close to the finish line, and such events' valuable input can be gathered to still inform the process. The whole idea of an open convention was born out of the conviction that like-minded countries need a reinforced international cooperation with regard to the deployment, use, and development of AI systems based on the respect and protection of human rights. They are like-minded countries, but they are also like-minded organizations, and this is confirmed by being here today and discussing together. The Council of Europe has been tackling the issue of digital transition, ensuring its fundamental values, human rights, the rule of law, and democracy, are protected in the digital environment as much as they are outside of it. The legal common area constituted by the European Convention on Human Rights and the corpus of more than 220 conventions extends beyond Europe's borders, with several of its flagship conventions being open to non-member states. The Cybercrime or Budapest Convention, the Convention on the Protection of Children Against Sexual Exploitation and Sexual Abuse, the Lanzarote Convention, or the Convention Against Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, are globally recognized as indicators of quality of the domestic legislation in its parties. All of these instruments are open to non-member states. So is our Convention on Data Protection, the so-called 108, so important in the new social technical environment we live in which the production and use of data have become so central. It was adopted in 1981 and was the first legally binding international instrument in the field of data protection. Now we have 55 state parties. The first non-European state to ratify was Uruguay in 2013. It has been modernized 6 years ago because regulation, to be really effective, has to evolve. Through the implementation of this treaty in more than 40 years, we learned that we can forge a truly common understanding on the practical use of principles on how to implement a convention with other countries and regions in the world. With this, we can enhance trust and confidence while contributing to inclusive growth and to the well-being of our society. As you might guess, the main strength of the Council of Europe is in its convention system. However, the effectiveness of the latter is ensured by unique monitoring and follow-up bodies which assess member states' compliance with treaties on the basis of measurable indicators. This produces unique data for identifying where progress has been achieved and where challenges remain. This data is applicable to certain SDGs. Accompanying member states in a digital transition based on international standards through monitoring and cooperation activities is one of the priorities identified in our Digital Agenda 2022-2025, as well as helping member states meet present and future challenges. The digital agenda is a concrete contribution to SDGs. And since many SDGs and specific targets correlate with obligations under relevant Council of Europe conventions, our member states are legally bound to comply with the 2030 agenda goals and targets. We also develop some soft law instrument and comprehensive strategies. For instance, children's rights in the digital environment is a priority of the six-year strategy on the rights of the child. And last week, the Committee of Ministers adopted the Gender Equality Strategy 2024-2029, in which addressing challenges posed by new technologies is an absolute priority. to conclude, a reflection on building effective partnerships. What can we do to be more effective then? First, to share purposes and values. And I believe we are on the same line when talking about human-centric approach, as I've heard in one of our forum, of this forum side event a couple of days ago. And I know that COE, ITU, and UNIC, and I would say the whole UN system do. To reinforce multilateralism, we have no choice but joining forces to foster a safe and responsible use of digital technologies. I thank you and wish you fruitful discussions.